Here's a joke for the kids. What's green, covered in tinsel, and goes ribbit? A mistletoe.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Christmas is a time for hard candy and soft lights. A time when I remember my brothers. I love them very much today, but I wasn't always grateful for them. At Christmas time, they said things like, "Lick that lamppost, it's good for you. You gotta do it." It was 150 below zero at the time, and I fell for it. Just once. But wow. My brother told me Santa's elves were kidnappers, and that poinsettias, those festive red plants that seem to bloom perennially each holiday season, are poisonous. I asked how he knew. He said it was too terrible to talk about. I said, "Please tell me. I'll let you share my Christmas orange." So he told me. Danny Boutwell had a friend who knew a guy whose cousin's little brother tripped and fell face first into a poinsettia plant, and he developed a taste for them. He couldn't stop. He got hooked and ate the whole thing, flowers and all. "What happened to him?" I asked. "Well, he broke out in a rash like you do when you touch poison ivy, and doctors had to amputate his whole body. He lived, but just barely." "You're kidding," I said. "No," he insisted. "It happened." I said, "Do you swear on a Bible?" He said, "I think I hear Mum calling. We better go." At times, it was hard to know what was true and what wasn't. I've since learned that poinsettia leaves taste bitter and that you have to eat about 500 of them to get sick. And by that time, your mother will likely be aware of what you're up to. Ever since the first Christmas my brother issued that warning, I can't look at a flowering poinsettia without the sudden urge to lick it or chew on a leaf. There are other stories I've heard at Christmas that make me wonder if they're true. Like the story of a newspaper ad for a Colorado Sears department store that featured a phone number kids could call to talk to Santa. By mistake, they printed the wrong number. The number of a secret hotline belonging to Colonel Harry Shoup at the Continental Air Defense Command, later known as NORAD. Did this really happen? It did. Shoup's daughter, Terry, later said, "Only a 4-star general at the Pentagon had the number." Imagine her father's surprise when a child on the other end asked, "Is that you, Santa?" The phone rang off the hook all Christmas, so instead, NORAD began offering a number people could call to track Santa on Christmas Eve. You can now track him yourself online. I wish you well. Another story I've wondered about is the wartime holiday truce. On Christmas 1914, during the First World War, British, French, and German soldiers on the battlefield at Flanders called a truce and celebrated the holiday together. They sang carols, played football, and exchanged gifts. Many commanders were unhappy about it and ordered the hostilities to resume by New Year's Day. For a brief time, the Christmas truce of 1914 made things a bit more bearable for these war-weary soldiers who desperately longed for peace. And yes, the story is true. You know, my brothers may have told a few Christmas fibs, but my grandpa never did. One Christmas, he sat me on his ample lap, opened an illustrated children's book, and read the story of Jesus' birth. How the Son of God, the Creator, loved us enough to give up heaven's splendors, wrapped himself in human flesh to live and die for us. As Michael Card sings, that is the mystery. More than you can see, give up on your pondering. Fall down on your knees. Maybe you think, well, that's as wild a tale as the poinsettia story. But you're wrong. It's far wilder. It has brought forgiveness and peace to countless millions, including my grandpa and me. And yes, even my brothers.
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, "Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life."